you wake up excited for what your day holds? Do you often catch yourself in a moment looking around and thinking, wow, I'm living my dream life? Don't worry, we're not there yet either. Though we're intrigued by the process of transformation and we are absolutely on a mission to create our dream lives because honestly, who doesn't want that? Welcome to We Evolve. We're your hosts, Karis and Emily. We believe the magic is in the process and we invite you to get curious with us. Each episode, we'll be diving into how you can identify and transform the things that are holding you back, sharing our process along the way, the good, the messy, the uncomfortable, and the beautiful, so you can take what works and learn from our growing pains. Think of us like your conscious evolution buddies. If you love soul-nourishing deep chats and are on a mission to create your dream life, then tune in. We would love for you to join us as we evolve. Today we're back with another episode of a similar format to what we've done in the past, and that is where we look at a word and redefine it or rethink it. So it's a word that may have a negative connotation for us, or it may bring up feelings that we don't like or feelings of shame, and we're just going to look at it and just put a new story around it. So that word for us today is selfish. And I think we all know that for us, you know, the meaning of selfish is that we're lacking consideration for other people. We're only concerned about ourselves and our own pleasure and our own profit, and just, you know, that very common understanding that we have of the word. But today we want to look at the meanings that we've ascribed to it that have potentially limited our lives in some way. And how do we shift that? And how can we redefine it and embrace it as a way that can actually help us move forward in life?
Well, I think like the first thing is just like thinking about the feeling that the word selfish brings up for me personally is just like, well, I guess too, like I've worked on changing this relationship, but like when I think about how in the past it really has, I can still kind of feel it is like real shame and guilt. And it's like, I've done something terribly wrong. Like if I'm a selfish person, I've done something wrong. And like the kind of meaning I would have attached to it, like what you said, but it's like someone who doesn't care about other people and like shows no consideration or like will take from others and will let others suffer to meet like our, in quotation, greedy desires. And it's almost like, to me, has a bit of, well, it held like almost like an intent to make others suffer while you live in abundance. It's like their suffering will result in abundance for you. It's almost like this like intention behind, like a maliciousness behind what you're doing, as opposed to just like me being my own person and you being your own person. Like what kind of feeling does it bring up for you?
It's interesting when you were saying that, because I'm noticing a theme. The first thing you said is that it brings up feelings of shame and guilt. And I feel like that seems to be a bit of a repeated theme. Whenever we're talking about the words that we're redefining, I've just noticed that, like when we talked about desire, when we talked about failure, it's like this shame, like this level of shame that we carry with us. And it's just a... it's interesting to identify how pervasive it has been in our lives and how much we have actually shifted. But yeah, I think, you know, when I think about selfish, it just a whole bunch of stories kind of come to mind, you know, of, oh, like throughout all of our childhoods, I'm sure all of us were taught not to be selfish, to share. And I'm sure, look, there's absolutely value in thinking about others as well as yourself. We're taught to be selfless as the kind of ultimate goal. And maybe that's maybe it's contextual as well, depending on the environment that you did grow up in. But yeah, definitely being selfless was a big one. And you kind of hear people talking down on other people or talking about other people, you know, talking down on them when they're saying, you know, that person's so selfish. And another sort of underlying message that is probably pretty pervasive across all of society is that women particularly are glorified for being selfless. And it's really the key quality that matters about them. And they're encouraged to give up everything of themselves for everyone else around them. And the clear message is that being selfish and taking care of your own needs, wants and desires first is probably one of the worst traits that you can have, especially as a woman. So it's like you must please others first. They're the sort of messages that I've identified when I sort of really reflected on, yeah, what is it that is, what are the underlying associations that I have attached to that word? These are all the things that came up. And it's interesting, there's a lady that I follow on Instagram, and she talks a lot about like the good girl conditioning. And she says that girls are taught to factor in everyone else's needs above their own or before their own. And we're taught that this is caring, it's thoughtful, it's kind, and it's good. But what we aren't taught is that this is actually self-abandonment. So I thought that's really interesting perspective, because when it's sort of this thing that is glorified as the ultimate goal, being selfless, then being selfish becomes this really bad thing that we don't want to associate with.
Yeah, well, it's unkind, and it's, what were those things that you said? What were the other ones?
Uncaring, unthoughtful, unkind.
Yeah, that's really interesting. But if you replace selfless with, self-abandonment, that's like a really great perspective shift, actually. Because I definitely always thought of selflessness as like a virtue, like something that you like idolize and something that you aspired to be. It was definitely like something that I felt I needed to work towards in life. For a long time, I felt that if I had something, if I had anything, that meant that someone else was going without something. It was actually an interesting realization, because I can't have that big of a direct impact on somebody else without like more effort going into something. Like just by me having something doesn't automatically mean that somebody else has something less. I had to really question, like, is it selfish to have something, and is it selfish to meet all of your own needs first? That was just such a given. Like, yes, to me, in my mind, the answer was yes, it was definitely selfish to meet all of your own needs first. And I've had to really rethink that and shift how I approach it, because now I almost think like it's almost selfish for me to not meet my needs first, because I feel like that actually has a bigger impact on the people around me than if I'm not in alignment. Like, I think people get the best version of you when your needs are met first, and you have so much more to give when your needs are met.
That's such an interesting perspective shift, because it goes from like the highest goal in life being to, you know, deny yourself and abandon your own needs, to completely flipping the script. And it's so true though, because if we're relying on other people, if we're outsourcing the need, like outsourcing the meeting of all of our needs, wants and desires to people around us, it's just never going to be satisfied. Like, it's like no one can ever meet all those needs, and then we can then make decisions that are not in our highest good, but then we're also not the best versions of ourselves to the people around us.
I guess like a practical example of something like this is if I just like didn't eat for a day, for example, or if like people, even if everybody in the world who has ready access to food just didn't eat for a day, that doesn't mean that all the people who don't have food would automatically have food for that day, because there's like so much more that goes into meeting those needs than just us not having it, right? But then if we are in a place where we're so nourished that we're like you know, we've got energy to think about and care for others, and we're feeling and we're abundant and, you know, looked after, we can then find the charities who put in the effort to make sure food is reaching people who otherwise wouldn't have access to it. It's just like, yeah, just not as simple as denying yourself something to solve other people's problems, I think, is like kind of what my mind started to realize.
And I think you really, like, you're lacking self-awareness. And so I think what you're talking about there is that you moved into a state of being much more self-aware when you're meeting your own needs. You're not abandoning your own needs. You're moving to the state of awareness. I know how to be connected to my needs, my wants and my desires. Then we can really shift into a space, as you were saying, of a lot more wholeness and being able to be in a place where we have much more to give, rather than being in this state of disconnection, as we talked about before. It causes things like, you know, anxiety or sickness, or I don't know, staying in toxic relationships or ones that just aren't working, or indecision, not being able to truly identify what I want in life. And I think once we move into that place of being self-aware and redefining it, I think we're much more whole people.
Yeah. And you were saying before too, like, how you can't give the best version of yourself if you're not aware of what you actually desire and what you're actually working towards and trying to achieve, or what your needs even are, and meeting those. It's like you can't set clear boundaries around what you need. You can't have boundaries, and then people can't respect those boundaries. You can't give the love and they can't love you, because you don't even know what that need is in the first place. Like, without the awareness of the need, there's no way for people to win in coming into your life too. So it's like setting them and yourself up for failure for, like, even meeting the basic needs of love and everything.
Yeah. And I think if everyone was able to be a little bit more selfish and build self-awareness, then I think as we do that and really getting to know ourselves and healing ourselves, we'd actually have a completely different place. Like, if everyone focused on themselves, healing themselves, and rather than, you know, just this denial or self-sacrifice, if we were coming from a whole place where we had been a bit selfish, we had spent that time with ourselves, really knowing ourselves, healing ourselves, it would take us out of survival mode, and then we'd be taking care of our own needs and our own happiness. We'd be able to give from a place of overflow. And as you were saying, like, we'd have better boundaries in place and less resentment. We wouldn't stay in situations that are making us sick or anxious. And I think we'd be just much more in tune with what we really want in life as well. And then from that place, like you're saying, like, we can then identify, well, yes, there is suffering in the world, and yes, there are needs out beyond us, but we're then able to give from a place of overflow.
And it's still like, in being selfish, it's not being considerate of everything else and everyone else in the world. It's just like, instead of acting from a place of, like you said, survival and maybe like dysregulation, like, you actually can be, yeah, you were saying whole, that's actually a great word for it, to like consider what it would be like to thrive in your life. And I honestly do believe that if we do all take that time to build the awareness and act from that place, we're going to, I think, like we always talk about, you know, that the energy that being in alignment brings into your life. And that's a real kind of driving factor for me, is looking for the energy that situations can bring into me rather than feeling drained all the time. You're going to be projecting that out into the world. Like, you're going to be the people who come into your life, like even like people directly around you or distantly around you, like who have any sort of interaction with you, are surely going to recognize the energy that you're bringing. And it's going to be an energy that's going to lift everyone. Like, you know that saying, a rising tide lifts all boats? It's like that whole thing of just like, I'm going to say vibration. The vibration that you're putting out there is then what other people are going to experience.
Yes, 100%. And it doesn't serve anyone if we're coming from an energy of depletion, exhaustion, and potentially resentfulness because we haven't set boundaries and we've overgiven. Like, we might still be able to meet immediate needs around us, but how is that, like you're right, how is that energy going to lift up not just us but the broader circle around us?
Like, you can definitely feel it as soon as, I think I heard someone the other day, I can't remember where, but like, it takes 4 seconds for you to like assess somebody's energy when they come into a room. Like, you can tell whether they, don't quote me on that, I might have that wrong. You can like tell whether they're in a good mood or a bad mood within like a few seconds of them entering your space, right? So if you're, yeah, like you said, always depleted and drained and just like surviving, dragging yourself along, then everybody else is going to feel that. And that's what you're bringing to the table. I also think, like, I really believe in seeing is believing. So it's like the whole thing of like, if you see something, then you're expanded, like your mind is expanded to possibility. And so, like, if being selfish can be meeting my needs so that I can live my best life to create abundance and create space for others to live their best life, like not being reliant on others to meet my needs for me, being able to be like self-sufficient, and then also on top of that, being able to give in like every sense, you know, energetically, but also in more like practical physical ways to other people. I think like by being selfish, you're actually allowing so much more in other people's lives, and you end up being able to be the abundance and be the creator or holder of space for other people to be their most like aligned or authentic self as well.
I love that way of thinking about it. And it's quite countercultural, really, isn't it? Like, to actually go that direction and really own it. It's not common to see it in a really positive way, but to take care of your own needs first is quite a radical act, and it's countercultural.
Mm.
And
especially as a woman.
Especially as a woman. And I was just reading, there's a quote from Audre Lorde, who's a writer, activist, poet, professor, among many other things. But she said, caring for myself is not self-indulgence, it's self-preservation. And she actually wrote that when she was recovering from cancer. But like, we don't need to get to that point to prioritize ourselves and to bring selfishness into our lives. It's like, if we can do that before we get to that point, it's tied up with self-love as well. It's almost like, I think people struggle sometimes to get their head around this idea of self-love. And it's not, you know, people say, oh, it's not just bubble baths and what, face masks or whatever. That can be part of it. But it is taking care of our own needs and really being self-aware, not abandoning ourselves, becoming really familiar with where we are, noticing, you know, shame in our lives and doing the healing work we need to raise our energy, like you're saying, Karis, and really come from a place that is more rested and really much more self-aware. And so I think it's a really nice way to kind of even reframe self-love, or to take that understanding a bit deeper. Selfishness and self-love are probably, they probably go hand in hand. we need to be a bit selfish in order to prioritize loving ourselves, because that takes time and space and, yeah, like focus on ourselves. And that is selfish, but in a good way.
And like energy and resources, like yep. You need all of those to look after yourself.
That's right.
And we shouldn't just get the scraps, you know, in our own life. I was thinking too, also the both end. You can both like look after your own needs first and be considerate of other people. Like one does not cancel out the other. Like we've been told that it does, but it actually doesn't. And I think it's really important to know that nobody else is ever going to prioritize you first. You have to prioritize you first. And when you do, it actually relieves other people of an expectation that you've set for them that's unachievable. Like you have to love you first. You have to prioritize you first. And that probably comes back to codependency too, of like, it's like you don't need someone else to prioritize you for you to be valid, to like prioritize you first for you to be valid as a person. Like you get to validate yourself, prioritize yourself, and release the shame and the guilt of what the word selfish means, and reclaim it as putting yourself first so that you can come from the most abundant and overflowing, thriving place, and know that and trust that everybody else around you is going to benefit from you being in that place.
That's such a good point. And if you find yourself in a situation, you know, you could be in a job, a relationship, any situation where you feel like there is selflessness expected from you, think about how can you reclaim some sense of self. So how can you take that back? And in a culture where selflessness is expected of women, a good little guide that we can sometimes look at is, where am I starting to feel resentful about how much I'm giving in certain situations? And that can often be just a good indication of where I need to maybe be, or where you need to be a bit more selfish.
Mm.
Take it back, reclaim it.
Yeah. I love that. Well, I think that's a great way to wrap it up. Like Emily said, be aware of any resentment that you're feeling and let that be a guide to where you need to set some boundaries around your self-love. Anything else, Em?
You know, if you are resonating with what we're talking about, feel free to drop us a DM on Instagram at we.evolve.podcast. We're just sharing topics that are things that have just been relevant to us as we've been on our journey, going through our life transitions and transformations. And we hope that some of it is helpful for you and that you resonate with it. Love to hear from you if it is.